This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Hey, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheevan's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheevan.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing well. I wanted to share with you something that I heard. We have never, ever talked about it. Not even, we haven't even had a subject that came close to this. But I got a call from a friend of ours, a friend of mine. He is a broadcaster. He's on another network. I'll even mention the network. Republic Broadcasting Network. He has invited me to be on the air with him. I have been on the air with him and another broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting. They'll call me up and say, hey, would you come on with us? And, you know, if I can, I'll do that. And that's usually in an evening. And so he mentioned a situation. So this guy, my friend, is a broadcaster. He has a radio show. It's quite excellent. And let me set the stage. So, at USA Prepares, Genesis Communications Network and Republic Broadcasting Network are in charge of whether we air or not. Okay? I serve at their pleasure. But, well, they run the clock, they run the time slot, and they run the commercials. Other than that, I'm in charge of everything else. So I'm in charge of who's on the air. I'm in charge of the brand, the protocol, the language, the content, the instructors. And that's how we run USA Prepares. Well, sometimes I'm unable to be on the air. Something happens at the farm. For whatever reason, I may not be able to be on the air. So what I'll do is I'll make a decision. Do we want to run a rerun? We could have technical difficulties, whatever it is. Do we run a rerun, which I'd rather not do, or do we have a live guest host? And that live guest host is someone I trust. That could be a Rich Sheevan. It could be Captain John Reagan. It could be Gwyneth Isaacs. It could be, you know, one of our trusted, loyal instructors. And the reason I'm careful about who I select or invite or ask to be on the air as a guest host is I want to make sure that they don't blow up the broadcast. Someone who won't use profanity, won't get us fined by the FCC, cause us to lose our affiliate radio stations. Okay? Makes sense, right? You okay with what I've said so far, Achievement?
Sure.
Okay. So my friend was unable to make a broadcast. And he's in one of those professions where if he makes a mistake, someone could die. Literally, no question about it. Within minutes, if he made a mistake. So he is attentive to all details by his profession, as well as on the radio. So he asked a guest host to fill in for him. And the guest host said, sure. Now this guy, the guest host, is a broadcaster. And that was good. They're all set to do the broadcast, but prior to the broadcast, the guest host calls the engineer at the network and says, look, I want to change the introduction, you know, the opening music, the opening theme. And I've got some audio clips to play, and I want you to get them, and I'll let you know when to play them. So the guest host starts the broadcast at the appropriate time with the replaced theme music, the introduction, and plays the clips, you know, as the engineer to play the clips. Now, I don't do that in terms of the clips. If I want to play an audio clip, I make sure that I'm not going to violate copyright, and I play it right here from my studio. Okay. The reason for doing that is I don't want to tie up the engineer, and I know what I'm going to say, and I know how I'm going to lead in, and I know how long it's going to take, and I can just move the dials right here. Okay. So my question for you, Rich Sheban, is what is your reaction to the guest host changing without notification or without permission the opening theme, you know, intro, music? What's your reaction to that? Now, you've been on both sides. You have guest hosted for me, and you're an instructor. You've been on both sides. What's your reaction?
Yeah, well, I've actually guest hosted for several people over the years, and I'll be honest with you, I just don't find the need to change the theme music because that's, you know, that's kind of an audio iconic representation of the heritage or tradition of that particular show. So I just don't feel the need to go there. And, of course, the first thing that came to my mind when you were discussing this was copyright laws and, you know, someone playing a song that may have certain copyrights or patents on it and someone playing that song for too long and then all of a sudden there's litigation going on. So, personally, I just don't, I mean, technically I can say I don't have a problem with it, but personally I don't feel the obligation to do that as a guest. Because, you know, there is a certain saying, when in Rome, right? Do when you're in somebody else's home, you know, you're not going to be comfortable and, say, walk around in your pajamas or something, right? You're gonna eat with a fork. You're gonna do certain things. I think it's the same premise works for when you're hosting a show because somebody has certain trust or faith in whether it be your ability, your research, your reading, and your desire to keep the show a certain format, and that being theme music. So. I would never do it. I guess I'll just leave it there, Vince. I mean, I don't look at this as a big, huge topic, but I just,
well,
I've never
here's
done
why,
it.
Here's why I brought it up. I think it is big, and I'll tell you why. So if Rush Limbaugh invites someone to fill in for him, he has a standard opening. It's what the audience is expecting. And it's the brand. It's the brand we're talking about. So the pajamas, you know, going to somebody's house in pajamas, it's unacceptable. Using profanity in front of women at another person's house is unacceptable. Changing the theme music, to me, is unacceptable. If it were a business, it would be the equivalent of a guest manager, you know, managing the store and covering up the sign and putting a different sign out there, you know, for the day. To me, that's what it's like. And it's never occurred to me, because of the level of trust I have for USA Preparers, guest hosts like Rich Sheban and Gwyneth Isaacs and Captain John Reagan, it's never occurred to me that you would try to do something like that. So when the host of this show asked me, Vinny, what would you do? Right out of the gate, I said, I'd fire him. He said, well, that's what I did. And that's what I would do, because I would say, what a breach of trust. Where does this person get off thinking that he could change the show? This is a guest host. It's not the new owner. It's not the new manager. It's not the new CEO. We're just talking about someone who is going to be filling in. And when someone fills in for Rush Limbaugh, within the first minute or two, during the introduction, the person will say, yeah, I'm filling in for Rush Limbaugh, and what an honor it is to be filling in for Rush Limbaugh. Now, I'm not saying it's an honor to fill in for me. But what I am saying is there is a level of trust that I expect. And I'd fire that guy immediately. As a matter of fact, that's what he did. So the reason I wanted to mention this is because this is just a symptom of what's happening in every walk of life. It's me first. And I keep talking about me first. So where does someone get off taking liberties like that? You know, it's like worse than moving, visiting someone in their house and redecorating the living room. Like moving the sofa, moving the chairs, the wall hangings, taking them off. Where does someone get off doing that? And I'm probably going to get a lot of trash on the internet about what I said, because this other guy who did this is a broadcaster, and I didn't mention his name. But it's outrageous to me. And as just because I heard this story and I believe this story, that guy would never be on as a guest host, or an instructor, or even a caller if I knew about it.
Oh, Vince, I gotta tell you, you know, we're being groomed for accepting and being tolerant for all this crap. Again, I told you I would never do it. I just don't feel the need to change the theme. But think about what the aristocracy is doing. They're calling for no due process. In other words, no burden of proof. It all depends on what group you're in. You know, the powers that be, they want to create the problems, the reactions, then the solutions. They want to manufacture everything. Basically, it's a big gaslighting exercise. So when you don't have due process, you detain people indefinitely, you eliminate citizens' rights, you create mass surveillance and censorship, secret wars, secret societies, secret courts, pedophilia running rampant, no accountability for elite groups, and we just allow power and the so-called official authorities and dubbed experts to basically do whatever they want to self-serve themselves, you know, whether it be Congress, whether it be, you know, eminent domain, taking people's land, personal gain and campaign contributions, lobbyists, special interests, PACs, government grants. It's all superseded now, free markets and supply and demand. So you have all this pork barrel spending, militarizing the police state, basically the our alphabet agencies like the FBI, CIA, NSA, DOJ, owned by the highest bidder, antitrust monopolies, and the too big to fail and too big to jail, basically can do anything they want, take over the country, even sell out jobs to our so-called enemies, like in China. And we, you know, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all the mainstream media, it's all owned, whether it be by China or the highest bidder, by the elite, controlling the narratives, creating distractions, dumbing down and dividing the people. You know, it's all for the betterment of the aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs. So when you think of this little micro example that you just gave in talk radio, this has really been happening for years at the highest levels. Vince?
And the reason I mentioned it is because it is happening on talk radio, and it is happening everywhere else. And the goalposts are being moved for the worse. You can't do these kinds of things. There's etiquette involved, and we seem to have forgotten what etiquette is.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Eamon's with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. We're talking about protocol, we're talking about etiquette, we're talking about breaches of trust. And what I'm seeing more often is carelessness everywhere we go. And carelessness is a breach of protocol. It's a breach of trust. It's a lack of integrity. And I was talking with the store manager at one of those huge box stores. I'll even tell you where it was. It was Sam's Club. And I mentioned to him that, hey, where did the big appliances go? Where'd the refrigerators go? Where'd the dishwashers go? Where'd the washers and dryers go? Where'd they go? You guys don't have them anymore. And he said, yeah, we don't. And he said, the reason we don't have them is because of the amount of damage that they got. When they handle the appliances, they get banged up. And they'd lose money. Because they'd be damaged. Now, how's that possible? How is it possible to damage so many washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, that you can't make money doing it? How's that possible? Well, that's a result of carelessness. That's a result of not paying attention. So because they can't find, and this is my interpretation of it, because they can't find people who can handle appliances like other stores can, they stop carrying them. That's really sad because I've got a washing machine that I bought from Sam's Club 20 years ago and it's still working fine. I bought it in Virginia, used it for years, then brought it here, and I'm still using it. And I'm not looking forward to the day that thing quits. But they can't have them because they lose money trying to sell washers and dryers and refrigerators and freezers because they can't get people who can't bang them up. So what I mentioned with this very simple story about a broadcaster whose trust was breached by a guest is just symptomatic, just the tip, the tiniest tip of the iceberg. It's everywhere. It's carelessness when we get our car serviced. It's carelessness at hospitals. It's carelessness everywhere. It's carelessness when the guy that cuts the lawn at that corporate site aims the chute, the discharge chute of his mower toward the road and rocks go flying out and break windshields and side windows and rear windows. And that's what happened to me. Some jerk was mowing a corporate lawn near a parking lot, aimed his discharge chute toward the cars, a rock flew up and broke the rear window of my car. And it was a real pain in the neck to get him to admit that he did it. But I did. And he bought me a new rear windshield. And by the way, that's what it's called, a windshield, even though it's in the back. So, Rich Sheeb and I just wanted to let people know that it's getting worse. And I talked to the management at Sam's at many occasions, and I said, people in the parking lot are really getting dangerous. It's hard to cross the crosswalk there because you get run over because the cars don't yield. The trucks don't yield. When I talk about trucks, I'm talking about pickup trucks. I'm talking about really important people driving these pushed-out pickup trucks. They'll push you out of the way. There is no regard for protocol. It's careless. It's reckless. And if the police are going to do anything, I'd like to see them give tickets for people who are pushing their way around with vehicles. Any thoughts before we move on, Rich?
Well, first of all, a lot of what you're talking about with the washers being damaged, it's not just carelessness. It's also suboptimal products, if you will. Just like the video you sent me on how everything is, even new cars are being using plastic parts that break or disintegrate in the sun or crack, and they're basically a disposable item now compared to the old metal cars of years ago. And you were talking about work. One of the first things that came to my mind, Vince, because we've talked about this in great detail and specificity for years, and that's the lowering of bars of standards and expectations for work, because this is what group identity politics has done. And I'm blue in the face saying that when you lower the bars of standards and expectations based on what group you're in for getting a job or keeping a job, that metastasizes like a cancer throughout all society. And I've given many examples of that. Basically, what the theme of your little rant should be is that the little people are now collateral damage. The little people are irrelevant.
We'll be right back.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in Orlando bracing for huge crowds of Trump supporters as well as a fair number of protesters in and around the Amway Center, where tonight the president will formally launch his re-election campaign. Those who want to get into the rally started lining up last night.
We're here to support Trump. We love our president.
Support the greatest president of all time.
The Amway Center can accommodate 20,000 people. Reports are there have been 100,000 requests for tickets. The U.S. is sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East to counter threats posed by Iran. Acting Defense Chief Pat Shanahan saying the soldiers will be deployed for defensive purposes against any possible threats from Iran as tensions rise between the U.S. and the Tehran government. An Iranian leader saying the United States better not underestimate Iran's ability to defend itself. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739, 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich, it's not my fault. You use the word, the term collateral damage. And I resent. This is not my fault. You said it.
Okay. Well, I had a funny feeling. I walked out another rant on a plank there.
Yeah, yeah. It did. It hit my button. And it's amazing how this happens. I was thinking about this last night. and I was opening a can of soup. And I was, like, furious. Now, why was I furious opening a can of soup? I was the only one hungry at that time. And there's no one around in the house, just me. And so I got out a Revere saucepan and heated up this can of tomato soup. Well, I couldn't use a can opener because this dumb can has a pop top. And here I am, collateral damage. Why? Because those cans are great for nuts and bolts and screws. And I'd love to use them in the shop. And sometimes I put them over the exhaust pipes of the straight-up exhaust pipes of the tractors to keep the rain from running down. They're just a great size. But because of the GDP, because people don't know how to use can openers anymore, they have these pop-top cans with the sharp edges that you can cut yourself on. So I can't use them for reuse purposes. I have to throw them away. But it's not just that. It's the coffee cans. They used to be all metal coffee cans with, you know, the 3-pound coffee cans or even the 1-pound. I used to use a can opener to open them up, and I could reuse those cans. No, can't do that anymore because the coffee cans have these rims that have these convenient peel-off aluminized seals. You know, for the GDP that don't know how to use a can opener. So because of them, I am collateral damage. I can't reuse these cans. I would love to be able to use a 3-pound coffee can that I would open with a can opener. I'd love to be able to use that to drain oil from small equipment. Let's say little lawnmowers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, things like that. It's perfect size. But no, I can't because I can drain off into it, but I can't pour out of it because it's got this lip that's in the way because of the GDP, and they can't handle a can opener. So this, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And some people might say, Vinny, you just don't know how to handle progress. Right. I don't know how to handle progress that is in the wrong direction. Like cans that can't be reused. And it costs me more because the new cans are harder to manufacture. They had to change the assembly line to make these new cans. The old cans were working great. As a matter of fact, you could store things much longer in the older cans because they were less likely to leak. They had better seals. Now we have these composite cans. And then you have the blue coffee canisters. And the green ones and the red ones, you know, Folgers and Maxwell House, and decaffeinated, they're all plastic. And they're, what do we do with them? Oh, that's easy. Just throw them in the ocean. That's all collateral damage, and I resent it. We could wash out our steel cans and recycle them. We could do that. But we don't. Rich?
They say they do things like surveys and focus groups and all this stuff to get the opinion of the consumer on what direction they go for whatever reason, some of the reasons you stated just now. That has nothing to do with it. That's just smoke and mirrors, again, more gaslighting, more theater. It's all about money. It's about it's just like looking at bonds and credit ratings. It's all rigged. It's all rigged. Just like Hillary and the DNC had used foreign powers for spying, creating false reports, fake dossiers. Everything is phony today. Everything. The globalists / Democrats, because the globalists have taken over the Democrat Party, they've hijacked it, and I think everybody with an IQ higher than a chipmunk in the forest can see this, but they start with a phony conclusion. And then they make up fake narratives, and they build a made-up case, connect the dots undercover of something or behind the scenes, basically to funnel money from the little people to the elite. It's that addiction of power, money, and control. And then they use divide-and-conquer strategies against the people to keep us distracted against their crimes, so we are being poisoned against ourselves. Now, are there people waking up to all this? Absolutely. And we are here to help the wake-up process. Right, Vince?
Yeah, and since you've mentioned this, the markets are now betting on a federal the Fed rate cut. Goldman and UBS and some others don't agree. You had some great thoughts about changing the way we look at interest. If you look at auto sales, they're down. I got a thing in the mail, and it's one of these game show kind of advertisements, and you peel off the stickers, and I won a huge TV. But I don't think I did. And I'm not, even though I'm, you know, supposedly I should be attracted to call this dealership, because all I have to do is go to the dealership and go pick up my huge TV that I don't want, don't need, I'm not interested in. I'm sure some people are interested. It says that I won. I won. But I'm sure everybody says they won. And I'm sure it's a scam, because they don't know what to do with all these cars that are piling up on the lots. So they're doing all kinds of risky things to try to entice people to go buy these new plastic junky cars. Get rid of their better ones that were made before to get one of these junky ones that's made now. So you had some great ideas about what we should do. What should happen to interest rates? And can you share that with us in a little detail this morning?
Yeah, you bet, Vince. I have so much information here. It's another one, Economic 101 update, folks, but I'm going to mention a few articles right here, and you tell me if we're heading in the right direction for economic prosperity for the little people. Okay, first article, Adam Schiff, Trump has so isolated U.S. allies, they don't want to join us in Iran response. Now, I think Trump is doing the right thing to find out if this is a false flag to create war, because the military-industrial complex / Democrats / globalists love war, love depopulation, and most of all make money from it against the little people. Next article, Putin sets the table to leave the dollar behind. Next article, are Microsoft and the Pentagon quietly hijacking U.S. elections? Basically, that means that high-tech, big tech, the censorship surveillance corrupt process is going to tell us that we don't have the right to vote anymore, because it'll be irrelevant. Next article, housing starts slide in May despite plunging rates. Next article, miracles aren't coming. Surefire recession signals everywhere. This is today's article on Zero Hedge. Next article, I sent this to you, Vince, the other day, and we talked about this. $11.7 trillion in global negative yields, back to all-time high. So basically, what I want to talk about today, folks, and you've heard me talk about QE for the people, because here on USA Prepares, the people doesn't get representation, doesn't get rights, and doesn't even get restitution under the law. So I talk about, you've heard me talk about QE for the people, and in many different contexts, because, you know, the super wealthy, they're funding both sides of wars, NGOs, geoengineering, all the things we talk about. And I'm trying to create or make an admission to the fact that we're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment, and that the elite are trying to manufacture phony inflation just out of thin air. It could be QE to, or the great, great, great majority of it goes to the top 1% to 2%, you know, for the bailouts, too big to fail, too big to jail, liquidity for the banks and Wall Street. It could be fractional reserve lending, where banks lend out way more than they have. It could be stock buybacks, which so many corporations have left the core business model. Instead of putting money into employees, products, and services, they're putting it into the CEO's pocket by artificially increasing stocks so the executives can benefit from those yields. So basically, everything that's being happening, and I've talked about this in great detail and specifics, is it's happening for the wealthy. It's welfare for the wealthy. Almost everybody is bought and paid for in this process. So what I'm trying to do is, and I've been talking about this for probably, 5 years, Vince, at least, if we could...
Oh, sure.
Look at where we're going with the interest rates. Look at the bond market, the bond bull market. And I've talked about interest rates for years being a function of economic growth, wages, and inflation. and then you throw in our debt situation, you throw in, I mean, just look at corporate debt alone. We have, this is a very conservative statement, folks. We have more than double the amount of corporate debt that sunk the stock market in 2008 because of the subprime housing market. We have more than this is a very conservative statement, more than double the leverage in corporate debt. And then we have, on top of it, $14 trillion in household debt. We have over $1 trillion in car loans, student loans, credit card loans. So what I am proposing is that the little people get bailed out through a QE program that, instead of trying to fight this and create phony precedents, what we need to do is realize foreigners are not buying our debt. And if Americans no longer buy our debt, now keep in mind, we're supposed to be, our treasury mark is supposed to be the less riskiest on the planet. So if no one buys it, interest rates are going to go up. The last thing we need is interest rates to go up, because it, whether it be interest in our debt, housing, auto, emerging markets, if the Fed printing press comes out with more QE and goes overtime, we're going to fill the bubble of this Ponzi scheme IOU, where the Fed gives digital credit to banks and they buy debt, and the treasuries pay interest on debt, and then the Fed buys the bonds, gives interest payments back to the treasury for income for the government, and every middleman in between gets their nest feathered, and the cost shifting goes to the middle class and the little people. So the Federal Reserve could be the only buyer of treasuries, and that creates a round robin, if you will, of internal velocity of money, which is a Ponzi scheme. So the super wealthy keeps funding malinvestments for the rich to keep their cash flow going. And I read too much about, should we save the stock market or save the bond market? Well, it's all phony. And with all the variable rate loans out there that the little people have, nobody can afford an increase in rates under a debt-backed system right now. Now, debt is typically deflationary in nature. And I talked about debt a few weeks ago. I talked about inflation and deflation. And I will get more specific after the break here. But I'm going to try and be as quick as possible and give as many bullet points as possible, Vince, after the break.
We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, you're talking about debt being inflationary in nature. Please continue.
Yeah, thanks, Vince. Well, folks, what we have is a system that literally bails out the super wealthy, gives welfare to the super wealthy, and funnels money from the middle class, especially, and the bottom 93% of income earners, and feeds everybody crumbs while malinvestments and basically anything the super wealthy want to do, get to do. You know, they've been, look at all the banks that have been caught rigging all the markets over the years, the LIBOR, the Forex, silver, gold, treasuries, the VIX. No one goes to jail. And this is why, these are the same people who vote for no due process, because they got to cover their crimes with distractions so that people can hate one another by our group. Okay? This is what, and we have to look at, let's look at the yield curve for a second, okay? Under normal conditions, short-term bonds should be yielding more than long-term bonds. Everybody knows that. Higher interest rate equals longer maturity. Banks need to borrow low and lend high, you know, the spread gimmick, and you know, higher rates for higher risks. We're all aware of that. But when you look at how unhealthy the economy is, even with all the market rigging, the bill note bond, the 30-day is now inverted with pretty much everything up to the 10-year yield or the 10-year bill or note, if you will. So it's pretty obvious that we're heading towards a recession. I think it can be papered over until after the election. But we have to, in the meantime, instead of doing gimmicks like MMT, Modern Monetary Theory, whatever they call it, UBI, Universal Basic Income, we can actually take this situation that I've been talking about for 5 years. And if we lower the yields, the interest rates, we can not only save bonds, which is a much bigger market than the stock market, because the stock market only benefits the top 10% of the people. And if interest rates go up, that's another tool for artificial inflation. Then everything crashes. We talked about this, stocks, bonds, real estate, especially commercial and retail. Emerging markets, we can't even pay the interest on our debt. So if we lower the long end of the curve, okay, maybe even to zero, maybe even negative, like this last article I talked about where $11.7 trillion of global debt is now negative yield. Maybe we can keep the short term higher where people can make a little less riskier cash. If you want to even think that the U.S. Treasury is less risky with this Ponzi scheme that we've talked about for many, many years. But if we lowered the long end, let's say we put it into negative, instead of having delinquencies, defaults, bankruptcies, basically cost shifting to the already burdened middle class. You know, look at these gimmicks. You know, the Democrats are talking about loan forgiveness for college debt. Basically, that shows that there's no value because there's no supply and demand and free markets left. When these companies or colleges or healthcare agencies or we've talked about this with the inflation chart. When they get subsidized, when they're a special interest group, when they have big lobbyists and PACs, and they get the money printing, what do? They don't take that money and give it to the little guy consumer. Those costs and savings don't get transferred through products and services to the little guy. They literally go to the big guy, to the CEOs, the CFOs, and they're using our money that we bail them out with. So ask yourself this question, folks. If government raised interest rates, cost of servicing debt would exceed tax revenue, if interest rates went up, could we even afford to service our debt? Because everybody's broke. The bottom 93% is broke. 80% of people living paycheck to paycheck. So who do you lend to in an environment where yield curves are inverting, which is code for the credit market collapsing? Who do you lend to? We can all see that qualities of assets to offer for collateral is going down in quality, big time. So if the bottom 93% is broke, we need to refinance the bottom 93% of people so they can borrow and spend again. And instead of sending them into bankruptcy and defaults and delinquencies and all this stuff, which is, again, cost-shifting to the little guy, before this reset or revaluation or whatever terminology they use, before it destroys the middle class and the little guy, we have an opportunity to bring down the long end. Everybody refinances. Everybody. Okay, school, credit card, housing, everything. All the debt that we, maybe even margin debt. Why don't we do that? I think it's a good idea. And after the break, Vince, I'm going to finish up on this after the heartbreak, if you don't mind.
Sure. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.